Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. I have something in my throat. It's like right when I'm getting ready to speak, it just happened.
What, do you need a glass of water, Mother?
I don't know what I need. I think I need something else. You know what's helping a lot? This sage that you have going here. So this is my beautiful friend, Luisa. She gave me sage for my birthday. And she showed me how to walk around the house to cleanse it, because it's supposed to be a powerful healing, kind of like a cleanser. And this smell is delicious. And they use it for cooking, too. Did you know?
None of that, no.
Yeah, now that I'm like this world-famous chef, you know, I'm learning a lot about...
Please stop it, Mother. Please stop.
You know that I do well in the kitchen.
Yes.
I want everyone to hear this. Please, go ahead.
Oh, my God. She needs... Any comfort needed to calm down with it.
But the reason is because for a lot of years I struggled and I was a horrible cook. I struggled a lot. And I learned that the reason that I struggled, you want to know why?
Why, Mom?
Because I wasn't in the present moment and I didn't enjoy it. So I would just be stressed out cooking.
So much improvement.
Yeah.
So much improvement. But you know what? This podcast is not supposed to be about us. We're not supposed to be talking about us. I don't want to.
You want to get to the real nitty-gritty of what life is, to the truth of...
No truth. I just want to talk about the world that's outside of us.
Okay.
No, there's no different truth.
So what's the world that you're describing?
So our title is Don't Be Afraid, right?
Why?
Why is it, Mom?
Well, because
why do you think that is?
Because there's different ways of perceiving the world. There's a way of seeing it through the eyes of fear and being afraid, or there's a way of seeing it through the eyes of love and understanding and trusting, and I think that's what's called wisdom. So you called it Don't Be Afraid because?
Because I sat on your vision board and it came out to me, you know?
Yeah.
Because we might talk about some things that possibly could bring some fear inside of some people, but that's the exact opposite of what we want to do, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of really interesting things happening in the world that really get you thinking like, huh, like, what is this? What does this even mean? And it makes you have like a mindset of like, what is the deeper meaning to this? It was so interesting because I'm still studying the Course in Miracles, which for anybody who wants to change their mind, like they want to take a course about changing your mindset and
unconditioning,
killing beliefs that have been stopping you from your greatness, you need to study this course. I can't tell you what it is. You have to experience it. But today was about seeing past the grievance, so seeing any challenge or problem as a miracle. That's true wisdom, when you're able to be someone in their own complete power to actually not ever see any problems, to see only the light, right? So when you're throwing these crazy stuff or things on the social media about what's happening in the world, then you wonder why. What is the meaning of it, and why is it happening? Where? How could I see through the murder of what happened over at Charlie Hebdo? You're the one that knows a little bit more about that, right?
Yeah. Do I talk about what?
Yeah. What do you know about that? Because that's just something. For example, you see something like war, or you see something like at Charlie Hebdo. I don't know how to say it. Is it
Charlie Hebdo?
Charlie Hebdo. So you see something like that and you say, wow, what is really happening here? I mean, how could this be happening? How could people want to kill each other? And what is the true reason? And is there a deeper issue here that we're not being told? And God, universe, help me be compassionate, but also be aware and find out, why does this thing need to even happen? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Ignorance is pretty bliss, and I saw this powerful video that educated me greatly. I've talked about Storms Cloud Gathering about before, the YouTube channel and the covert origins of ISIS and everything, and they already made another awesome video about Charlie Hebdo recently. They came out with two videos, and I'll provide the links and everything. This is just a short summary, but so the first video of Charlie Hebdo was the video of the guy, of one of the killers, right? And he shot the cop on the ground, and it was uncensored or anything. And in his head, it didn't look like anything happened. Like, you know, if someone gets shot in the head, their head's going to explode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened. It looked like literally nothing happened. And the video was uncensored and everything. Then, so that was the first video I saw, right? Then he comes out with another video, and he talks about what happened to the previous video, how first they got on age restriction, and he says all of this on the video. You could look it up, and we'll provide the link, like I said, mm-hmm. but anyways, the video is of how he did it in French translation as well, and how that video got completely taken down, and how over here that it got from age restrictions and other stuff like that. Then he talked about what exactly are the effects of this. What is our government and governments around the world is doing to as an advantage for them from this. And governments always, what's the word? Take
your liberties?
They use these things as an opportunity
for
other things, for their personal needs. It's just like 9/11. When that happened, then we went to war with Iraq and them. So I don't know if it's happened because if the government is the one that did everything, and now, now they're just like, I'm sorry for stuttering, but dear Lord. Anyways, so I don't know if they're just. I forgot the word for it.
That's okay. They're just using it as an opportunity for a higher power. Like there's a secret agenda somewhere. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And they're using this as an opportunity to do something else. And you and I always have these discussions because, you know, I'm the opposite of what you're saying. I mean, there's videos out there that I believe that talk about, like, corruption and, you know, like, special secret agendas, and that the government did this and this and that. And I think that those create fear in people as well. And I feel like that stops people because then they think that there is something or someone else, a force out there that can really take over your power. What you're saying is that this was created to benefit a higher power or something else, and that we're being told a different story. And for a lot of people that don't know what Charlie Hebdo is, it's the murdering of the journalists, right? And they were...
It was on. They're making comics about Muhammad and Islam and their religion. And that's when they come. And it's funny because we're supposed to be no censoring, right? We support everything, freedom of speech. But the government. They're using this to take away our freedom of speech and start.
It's ironic because it's completely.
Forward, but
I don't see them really taking over our freedom of speech. I mean.
It's already happening in France. It says in the video how they're already arresting people. That anyone that questions the status quo of what actually happened, they're going to jail. Not if they consider anyone that's questioned the status quo as a terrorist, and that's what's happening here now. They took down the whole video. They obviously they don't want something. It makes it more obvious that they take down the video because millions of people go out there and watch that video, have watched that video. Now it's all of a sudden it's completely taken down from YouTube. Like, come on. They're obviously hiding something. If there's nothing to be concerned about or worried that they're telling the truth, then they wouldn't have taken it down because they know it's not the truth, right?
Right. And all I'm saying is to keep your mind open also to that side. You know, what are you really being told? What is really the truth? I think you only know what the truth is what's inside of you. You can think about these things, but you have to be aware that now this is also a theory. So let's watch and see what happens. Every single day, see what happens. Well, let's also keep track of it. Or you can't just talk about it without taking action or doing something about it. So you have to do something about it. You know, there has to be. So what do we do about it? I'm asking you because...
We're spreading the word right now, aren't we?
We are. That's true.
Spreading the information in order for other people could also do the thing. And it's all, he says in the video, all goes to obedience. The police, the militarization, it's all obedience of obeying to the upper powers.
Right.
And if we get fed off and we're enough of this, then... We could put things in straight.
Right. It's just, I know, and you know I'm the girl that looks at the world through the rosy-colored eyes, and I sometimes want to say ignorant to even that, those things.
Ignorance is bliss,
because I'm just like, okay, well, this is, to me, I've been shown that this is a perfect world where everything happens perfectly, and we're all here in a beautiful dance, just living and existing and living out our karmas and our karma, and just these things are here to awaken, like these bad things that you deem bad as, you know, they're here to awaken your passion to help humanity, perhaps to make sure that we do not get taken our freedom of speech rights, you know, taken away from us, that those things continue. That's important, and it's always great to be able to have a discussion about this and to just keep it in our awareness. Why not? Because, yeah, ignorance is bliss, but the world is crumbling around, and we were also made to make a difference in this world. You know, I was listening to this guy named Brandon Burchard, which I tried to listen to a while ago and I wasn't ready, and now I'm like, oh, this guy's cool. This guy went from complete bankrupt to $4.8 million, 4.6 collected, like in 18 months. And all he's doing is he's going out there and helping people, like, stop giving themselves excuses. So he was talking about this video about the goals. He's like, I just love people. They kill themselves with these goals. All they want to do is, I want to lose 20 pounds, or I'm going to close this in sales, or I'm going to do. He's like, I want all of you guys to stop, and I want you to make dumb goals. And I'm talking about, I don't want to lose 5 pounds. Say, I want to look freaking sexy. I want to look like a sexy person in this dress, or I want to go help stop the starving children. I want to stop starvation. I want to stop poverty. I want to stop I want to create equality for all. And he's like, why do you make such small goals? And I think when you look at these things that we look at, challenges or negatives, like what you're describing right now, that's an opportunity for us to grow and to actually take a stand and do something about it. And to say, well, there are things that happen, and human beings are crazy. You know, bottom line is there's a lot of craziness in this world, because there's a lot of lack of love. There's a lot of people that need so much love in their lives, and instead they use that energy out to hurt others because they think that they should be in full control of their power and that everyone around them is incorrect. And that does exist. And it exists for all of us to awaken and to see that that's not the way it should be. And I think we've progressed, but there's still a lot of work to be done. Yeah.
I just remember the word is capitalized. I can't believe that was a big brain fart. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. And of course, it's all part of progress. We might be put back a little bit with these Orwell ideologies, but that's where we're here for, to prevent that, right?
Yes. And there's a lot of craziness. Like, sometimes I hate clicking on stuff. You know, I hate it, because then I watch it, and then. And your dad had me watch this video this morning about Keontae. He's a young man. He actually went to Congress to speak about how pretty much that he was drugged into a stupor as a foster child. So this young kid spent 4 years in foster care. And he was, you should have seen, they interviewed him when he was in the system, because there was this news reporter who, like, kind of really fell into his story. Mm-hmm. So she did a story on him on the news to try to find him some parents. Well, the first time around, he didn't find any parents. She did it again, and she found him parents. So now they are doing the report of how he's doing now. Mm-hmm. First of all, he testified in Congress, little kid. At that time, he was probably 8 or 9, and said how at the foster care system, they were drugging him up with all these. And this is what happens in our foster care system. The parents now have been with them for a couple of years. This young man looks like a completely different human being. This is a young man that hikes, that runs, that has dreams, and this family that adopted him and saved him from that, you know? And then it's just insanity that for me to think that I'm sitting here in my kitchen, and yet could this be really happening? Could kids that have already suffered the loss of a parent not being there because of depression, drugs, whatever, you know, whatever it is, without being judging them, that there's children that are, you know, that because the system is so messed up, that they're, you know, in order to keep them away from their ADD and or their anxiety. Well, hell yeah, they have anxiety. They're trying to figure out their lives, and they don't have parents. They need love to that, to think that they're giving them, like, all this medicine to keep them just calm. How freaking sad is that? and how this young man had to go through this. And I think now, look at him. He's a catalyst for change. He is standing in front of Congress. Like, that's amazing. So that's what I'm trying to say. That I hate, and you know how I am. I hate talking about the negative stuff. But we have to. We have to point out the things that are no longer justice. There's no peace in it. That it's all for the gain of one person only. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's look at the freaking State of the Union. You know, as much as you want to watch that and believe every word that's being said, you know that there's stuff. There's the stuff that's being said. It contradicts itself. A lot of it. A lot of it is like there's hope. You know, I don't know the true story of this man.
It seems like false hope.
Well, what is the president to do? Come out and talk all this negativity? Like, for what? For everyone to commit suicide? There are already people commit suicide every day here. You know, it's sad.
That's true. I mean, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of things that he said that he's going to do, he's a liar. He's a straight-up liar.
Why do you say
in
that?
In 08, he said so much things that he's going to do, but then he really didn't. And I need to see more action. And he's not going to – I really doubt that he'll do anything now.
Well, I do want to tell you that until you start getting involved, like, with politics and, like, organizations even, you know, nonprofits or for-profit, that the time for change is very slow. That was one of the biggest things that frustrated me. Like, it's almost like there is this big elephant in the room, and we know what the problem is. Why don't we just go right there and go, like, right and fix it? You know, that was my ideology, and everything had – there were so many laws and so many things that needed to be approved by whom, and then there was a process that you had to follow because of the people getting sued, and like there were so many layers to it that by the time you're actually getting to something, it's like you almost lost your freaking momentum, and you're like, what's the point? Look, I've fought this battle for 50 years, and what has really changed? And you know, I want to remind you what Marianne Williamson said, that the abolitionists, you know, they started their movement and nothing came to fruition as to all the stuff that they battled until they were dead already. So sometimes it feels like you're like battling this fight and nothing's changing, but it is. And you have to go to the source. That's why I feel like if we get more people into Congress that believe and talk about the stuff that we're talking about, then guess what? There has to be a shift. You know, there has to be.
So you think the source is Congress?
I think it's one of the sources. I think there's many sources. There's a source of spiritual liberation within each and one of us, you know, to really be our true selves. And to just, see, that's the crazy thing, that once you're your true self, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you because you have no doubt in who you are, you know. How did Gandhi do it peacefully all the time, you know? How did that happen? Because he knew he wasn't alone. And that's where I think a lot of us, there's so many people that, you know, have there's no belief in a God or a higher power or a universe, and they're at it alone in this world. And I'm like, I'm so glad that my path has not been that way, that through the challenges that I lived in my life, I only stood to understand how important this higher power was in my life, and how it, when I truly surrendered to it, and I let go, and I trust, and I just enjoy this freaking ride, it becomes funner and funner. And society is telling you the other thing. Society is telling you, you got to work hard. You got to go out there and struggle. You got to pass the test. You got to make sure you got your 9-to-5. You got to make sure you got your 401k and your retirement. And then when you turn 60 or 70, maybe you can retire. Maybe. And then you can try to travel when you're 70. Not the same when you're 30. You know, and I don't understand. I don't know the answer as to how to get there. I wish I had complete freedom, because that's been my theme this week. Freedom, finding freedom.
Liberation.
Liberation. So I wish I knew the answer. I don't know what it is, but, I mean, do you know? Because you seem to be a pretty laid back.
I don't know anything. Everyone has their own answer, though.
What do you mean?
Like,
yeah, their own way.
Their own path, you know?
Yeah.
Who said this before? How?
And it's exciting.
They could walk any path. There's not one right path for everyone, you know? Just have to find what you enjoy doing. And your happiness, then follow that. If you enjoy waking up 9-to-5 every day,
yeah, that's so true.
Go for it, man. Just
stability.
so simplistic. I feel so pathetic.
I agree with you. I'm glad you said that.
I don't know.
Follow your dreams. That's the thing. So what other things from the State of the Union did you think, you know, he hit on? I love the part where they keep, where he was like, they clapped when he said, well, I don't have to run again. And then he's like, because let me remind you, kind of like, let me remind you, I won the last two races. He was really funny and cocky in a way.
He's a little comedian.
He is. I thought he needed that to break the ice. Oh, man, I think that's what, you know, we do need to, you know, you want to be a president, you better have a lot of courage. You better, like, be fearless. You better be, like, nothing shakes me, man. You know, you've got to get, who says that, raises their hand, don't you think?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people give him crap for not going to that peace march in Paris, right? Or France, Charlie Hebdo? Yeah. So, and I think that's completely unnecessary because the majority of those world leaders killed so much people and just giant hypocrites. So if you want to look at it in a little positive way, at least our president is a hypocrite, you know?
Yeah, that's true. There is.
It's so sad. They stand up for peace and all working together, uniting, but they're just committing mass genocide on their own.
Yeah.
And they're just,
you know,
this false persona.
And they're saying now how the internet is not helping them because now, see, there's going to be a lot of fight.
That's why they want to take all away from our cyber privacy and all our free speech through the internet. That the internet is the strongest weapon towards them, man.
Yeah, well, now that's the relevancy of even the speech. I mean, the president was talking about stuff that has never really been spoken about. Like he said a couple of times about gay and lesbian. And right. And I remember back in the day, like, that was kind of like, if you were for it, it almost hurt you, like, to run for president and say that you were for, yeah, back in the, like, late 90s.
What are we talking about? We're talking about, like, in the
2015.
No, now that's more prominent.
But I'm glad. No, I'm glad. That's a huge, to me, it was a huge step forward because, you know, like I said, if you were in leadership, that's kind of a place that you have to be kind of iffy in because a lot of people didn't.
Not anymore.
No. I'm glad. That's progress, okay?
Yeah.
And then he actually talked about the climate change, which that was interesting.
He burned the Republicans. Well, I'm not a scientist, but you don't have to be a scientist. I'm so glad he said that. Yeah.
It's because sometimes you just got to say it the way it is, you know?
He obviously did. Some parts.
There's this girl who sells like waist trainers. You know what a waist trainer is?
Yes.
It's crazy. I know. I was tempted. I'm like, what the hell is that gonna do to my lungs? I'm not gonna do it. But she's hilarious because I think she's very obviously successful. It looks like on her Instagram, her prima donna. If you guys want to go follow it, but she's hilarious because she put this video and the video was like her putting her finger up and she's like, look. I don't like girls that are haters or liars or catty. I will pray for you from far away. I will pray for you at night. I will send you love. But don't come near me. You stay on your side. I'm stay on my side. Like,
oh, wow.
But it was hilarious because she's like, I'll still pray for you, but just don't come in my existence, you know? So, yeah, she was just trying to – it was hilarious. It was not, like, hateful. It's hilarious to think that at least she's going to pray for them, but, you know, get out of my way, you know? Like, don't mess up my, you know, my mojo, but – it's when you're at your best and people got to come and talk smack about you or talk about you and stuff like that. I think you attract it probably because if you don't feel secure in yourself, you attract that.
Or just people don't have different beliefs.
Yeah, they have different beliefs and they feel the need to, like, make sure that you understand that you're wrong. But
I guess so.
But it's like, whatever, dude, just do your thing, you know? And that's where you have to learn to just be open-minded to your thoughts and others. Like, that's cool. You have that thought. I could probably learn something from you, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody you meet is like a divine meeting. It's not like there's no accidents. Like, I think people just forget, like, how amazing this whole thing is. Like, being alive is like, it's crazy, you know?
It's overwhelming now.
Why? What do you mean?
I don't even know. It's just the whole thing.
So, yeah, no, so now he talked about climate change and of course, the lesbian gays a lot. He talked about the terrorists. We did talk about that.
Yeah. we're definitely using Charlie Hebdo to extend our wars everywhere and just go blow some more people up.
It just doesn't make sense because even, you know, we just saw The Hobbit. That's a cool movie, huh? And even back then, there was the same battle. They were battling over the gold and the castle, which was the power, and they got greedy, and then there was all this bloodshed, and it's always the same damn battle. It's like now we're like 2015, and we're still fighting over like power, and there's people that actually sit around and think that other people should die because they don't believe like them. Like, that doesn't even make sense. And also to think that there's a lack, like to think that I've got to have it all because otherwise you might take it from me and there isn't enough for all of us. And there's this, that word greed. I mean, that, remember in Hobbit, that guy was a good elf, remember? And then he turned into like a bad, greedy one.
Good.
The one that found the one that killed the dragon, and then they went into the dragon lair and he took over the castle and he was a good man, but then all the gold made him all greedy. So it's kind of like humanity, just like they see the shiny, and I don't even know if it's money here anymore because I don't even know what money's worth, you know, or whatever. Like, it's probably, maybe there is gold somewhere out there. They say there is in the Philippines.
Our dollar isn't based on gold.
It's not, but they say that in the Philippines there's like this huge amount of gold.
I'm sure there is.
It's like a story, I forgot what it's called, but... You know, what is it really that we're fighting against? Like, why can't all of us be happy? I mean, I heard that humans are not supposed to come to struggle. They're supposed to come to thrive. Like, it shouldn't be such a hard, like, just everybody do you, boo-boo.
I feel like that's just, like, simplifying everything so much.
I know.
But then again, we just, like...
Life is supposed to be simple.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be like that. It should be cool. I mean, yeah, it should be cool where you're evolving. And look at all the cool technology we came up with, you know? Look at all the, we're really, really evolved there. And we can use it for good, you know. We can use it to feed the starving children. We can use it to make sure everybody has health care that actually works, you know, that no medicine and stop the cycles. You know, we're talking about the ugly cycle also of, like, of the foster care system and jails, okay?
Ooh.
So the parents are probably in jail for something. They take their kids away.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the parents. I'm not saying all of them, but it's some of them. And they take their kids away. They drug the kids. The kids are already drugged since they're little in the foster system. They're messed up young adults, and they do something. They go in jail, and then in the jails, they come in. It's like a cycle. It's like a cycle that never stops. You know, the same, if you look at your family, ask yourself, have we progressed or not? Like, be honest. Have I accomplished more than my parents? I still feel I haven't. My parents are freaking awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Ask yourself.
There's cycles everywhere. Just with, like, poverty and, like, the low-income neighborhoods, how they're stuck in their environment with drugs, selling and stealing and stuff like that, and they just don't know anything else. So they just live it. And it's an unbreakable cycle for currently.
But it's breakable. You know how? We just need one person, one light, one being to disrupt the pattern.
No, you think it's one person?
I think if one person, like, one of the reasons I want to go back to my hometown, too, is to also give back to the community where I grew up. Because you know how messed up that trailer park is.
No.
You know, we know. So.
Had a good whole 1 year living there?
You didn't know at the one that I grew up in, the one where our people, my friends and family still live in, and the stories that I was told of what happens in this trailer park, how horrible it is, and how people there it's horrible. And so there has to be, if I went in there and I started talking to all those people, your dad gave me this idea, one time a week about how they could better their lives. How is breaking a cycle, and all of us can help someone break a cycle. Well, not even if it's a large mass of people, it's the person you're speaking to at the store, whoever it is, but break cycles. That's it. Find the freedom for yourself and find the freedom for others.
And don't have fear.
Ever. Man, this one went by fast. It's been a good, can't believe that went by so fast. There's a lot of passion, I think, and it's, again, I think wakening up who you truly are, man. Just live who you are. Who cares? And love everyone and get involved. Get involved and do what you love. Don't think that you're not good enough because you're freaking amazing, you know?
Heck yeah. I agree with you.
All right, well, we're going to see you all next Thursday. We have some exciting stuff planned out, and Alexander's going to maybe sing a song for us. So
That's definitely not going to happen.
I was told, and, you know, we also have Damian Berrigan may be back soon, too. He's taking some time out. So we'll talk to you all next week. Have a fabulously blessed rest of your week.
Namaste, y'all.
Namaste.